The FBI says violent crimes like murder, rape, assault, and robbery dropped more than 4% in 2013. But during that same period, officers shot and killed more than 400 civilians in incidents known as justifiable homicide.
Get on the ground! Move!
Bill Lewis, assistant director of the FBI's Los Angeles division, says increased drug and gang activity has led to more deadly encounters with police.
There are more than 30,000 known gangs in the United States, including prison and motorcycle gangs, and more than 1 million gang members. Further, street gangs are responsible for approximately 48% of violent crime in their neighborhoods that they control.
According to official FBI reporting, there were nearly 500 police killings of felony suspects each year during a 7-year period ending in 2013.
Put it down! Put it down!
That number comes from only 750 of 17,000 law enforcement agencies nationwide because reporting police killings to Washington is voluntary. Some analysts claim the report undercounts fatal police encounters with civilians, and the actual number could be as high as 1,000. National Urban League President Mark Morial says lowering that number may mean changing the way police do their job.
So the changes we seek obviously are a shift away from what I would call a broken windows or a stop and frisk approach to policing to more of a community policing model, which focuses on violent crime, but also which builds relationships between police and the communities that they serve.
The shooting of unarmed black teenager Michael Brown by white Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson was not an isolated event. African Americans make up a large majority of people killed by police. Public policy expert Elsie Scott says the core of the problem is the way black men and other minorities are perceived by many police officers.
Have the license, please.
Get a guard! Get a guard!
There are many great police officers out there, but I think many of the police officers who work directly in high crime communities, often they see nothing but some of the negative elements, and so their perceptions of African-American young men, their perceptions of Latino young men, often may get tainted by the job that they are doing.
Mady Henson, who has trained thousands of police officers, says law enforcement agencies need to examine ways of reducing deadly force.
I think that what you've seen is some of those communities that have seen a decrease in those police killings in that process. There's a different level of engagement with those, that police community. There is a different level of engagement with the community.
Henson says furthering police reform should increase trust between officers and civilians while reducing the frequency in which police use deadly force.
That's a mass shooting. Lose your hands right now!
Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.
I'm on fire. Get back!